is going to minister the word of God as well as the power of God. God will touch your life in a way. God is going to change your life. And tonight I want to ask you to rise to your feet and with joy let us receive.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. What a blessing to be here in Mthatha. Thank you that Mthatha will never be the same again. Your power is here with us today. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We ask you to guide us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. You may be seated. We are so excited to be with you in Mthatha today. We just came from King William's Town. And I believe that Mthatha is an even greater town than King William's Town. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank the fathers, the pastors, who have welcomed us here to your great city. If you don't welcome us, we could not come here. In fact, whenever we have a crusade, and the pastors don't want us, we don't go for that crusade. So we are thanking you for welcoming us and welcoming the Jesus crusade. I believe that your churches will never be the same after this crusade. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I also want to thank the mayor and his representative for your support for this crusade. Not every city gives a lot of support. But we have really enjoyed support from the city authorities of
Mthatha.
I've heard all the reports of that. God bless you. And God bless Mthatha. Hallelujah. Are you enjoying the showers of blessing? Hey.
Hey.
The fact that you are still here in the rain, it shows that you are going to receive a super double mega extra large blessing. I want you to expect miracles. At the Healing Jesus campaign, we have been blessed to see a lot of miracles and healings. So I believe that Jesus is going to do wonderful healings here as well. Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe that Jesus is the same? Yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
That is a blessing. And for those of you who are sitting here or standing here in the rain, a super double extra large mega size blessing is your portion. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Today I want to share with you a simple message on the greater love of Jesus. And I have a verse that everybody knows. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son,
that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, my message is that you are not condemned. In Ghana, in West Africa, we have different prisons. But one day I visited a prison that was super double mega security extra large prison.
Hey!
Hey! And when I went there, I asked them, why are the people here? And they said, all the people here are condemned. Yeah, all the people there are condemned.
Hey,
do you know what it means to be condemned? To be condemned means that there is no more hope in your case. This is what is going to happen. You are condemned. Yes. It's finished. For you, it's finished. Yes. One day, an aeroplane was flying near Japan. And something happened to the plane. And the plane started to go down. When it gets down, it goes up. The plane was full of about 400 and something people. So the pilot realized there was no hope, because the tail had come off. I don't know whether they didn't screw it well. So he couldn't control the plane. So everybody in the plane knew that they were condemned. Do you understand condemned?
Yeah.
And everybody took a pen and paper to write letters to their loved ones.
Yeah.
So when the plane crashed, most of the passengers had letters in their bags, in their wallets. Dear Lucy, these are my last minutes. The pilot has told us that we are condemned. We are going down. Please look after George. Please remember that I loved you. Forget about the quarrel we had last week. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Almost all the passengers in the bags, wallet, everybody had letters. Because they knew
they are condemned.
Hey.
Are you listening to me? To be condemned means that as for you, your case is final. The Bible says, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. He didn't come to come and say, you are finished. You are a thief. You are a liar. You are wicked. You are a murderer. You are condemned. Rather, God sent his son to stretch out his hand like this, that whoever believes in him, whoever means all thieves, whoever means all liars, whoever means all divorcees, all fornicators, all jealous people, all bad people, whoever believes in him should not perish, should not go to hell, even though they are bad.
Hey.
But he that believes in him shall have everlasting life. Tonight, look at my hand. Jesus sent me to invite you to come to him. Do you see me preaching? It is a miracle. Yes. When people will see me preaching, many people are surprised. Even when I became a pastor, when I go to a Christian program, those who didn't know that I was a Christian, they will gather around and hold their hands and start praying for me that God will touch me. Listen to what I'm saying. That God will touch me during that meeting. Let me finish before you speak, please. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So God can also touch you. Yes. Because he sent his son to invite you to come to him. Because you are not condemned. But a time will come where you may be condemned. Yes. Yeah. A time may come. You may be condemned. Yeah. If you joke, you may be condemned. And the reason why God sent his son is so that you will not be condemned. Nothing can change your condition. So tonight, it is important to say yes to Jesus. Yes. There are some people, when a lover comes to you, you don't open up your heart. Even when he says, I love you. My wife, before she met me, somebody came to see her, to kneel down, to say, I love you. Like this. This was how. But she didn't mind him. That is how she saw me. If she had minded him, she wouldn't have seen me. Are you listening to me? What I'm telling you is that if when somebody stretches out the hand, you can either throw the hand away. It means you will never be with that person. Tonight, Jesus is stretching out his hand like this. And he knows you are bad. How many bad people are here? Only one, this one here. How many of you have told a lie before? Raise your hand. Look, how many of you have told more than 100 lies before?
100.
Since you were born up till today, 100 lies. What about pastors? How many have stolen something before? How many thieves? You are a thief. Raise your hand. You know you are a thief. How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before in the kitchen? Raise your hand. What about the pastors? How many thieves are the pastors? Hey!
Hey!
Wow!
Wow!
How many have been jealous before? Jealousy. What about the pastors? Jealousy. So what do we have in Umtata? We have jealous liars and thieves. Is it not true? How many have committed fornication before? Sex with somebody that is not your husband or wife. Some of you must raise your two legs and your hands. Hey, what about the pastors?
Hey.
Pastors, don't raise your hand in case your wife sees you. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you listening to me?
Nindimamele.
So what do we have in Umtata?
Sinantoni Umtata.
Jealous.
Abanomona.
Liars. Thieves. And fornicators. Hey!
Hey!
And you are the people that Jesus is saying, I love you. Wow. Instead of condemning you, he's loving you. Is it not fantastic? Instead of condemning you, he's loving you. And he's stretching out his hand. And if you believe in him and you receive him, then your sins, your lies, your jealousy, your stealing, your wickedness, your murders will be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah! God did not send his son to condemn you.
Yes.
No. He sent his son to love you. But it is your duty to say, yes, I receive your love. And I open my heart to receive your wonderful love. And if you receive Jesus, he will change you and wash you. How will he wash you? How can somebody like me become an evangelist? It's by the blood of Jesus. Yes. How I love Jesus. You must respond to Jesus. You must respond to the love of Jesus. And say, yes, Lord. I want to receive you. Some years ago, I heard about Jesus. I heard that he loved me. And I responded that I also love him. You have a song like that?
Oh, how I love Jesus. Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Inviting you to come to Jesus. Look at my hand. Inviting you. Say yes. Say yes. Say, I love you, Jesus. This is all that God is looking for. And you will not be condemned. But if you joke, a day will come. You will be condemned. Bible says, he that believeth not on the Son of God is condemned already. Because he does not believe on the only begotten Son of God. Today I know many condemned people. Yes. One of my pastors is a lawyer. There was a man who killed somebody by mistake. So he was defending him in court. Every day, when he comes, I ask him, how is it? He said, we are fighting to save the man. Every day, we are working in court trying to save the man. Finally, and the man was free. He was not condemned. He was around. But when the judgment day came, I was also in the house waiting to hear what was going to happen. Finally, I got the news. The judge said he is guilty. And the judge stood up and said, I condemn you to hang. In Ghana, when you commit murder, you'll be hanged. I condemn you to hang by your neck until you are dead. And the man was sent to the condemned prison that I was telling you about. That was the end. I know somebody who killed a lot of people. Today, he has been condemned to 250 years in prison without the possibility of reviewing the case. And the 250 years is in solitary confinement in a super double mega extra large supermax prison. And the prison is 7 feet by 11 feet. 7 feet by 11 for 250 years. No possibility of discussion. But that is only
250 years.
And that is only 7 foot by
11.
With food every day. There is a place. It's not 7 by 11. It's fire. Yes. 250 years is short. This one is for thousands and millions of years.
Eish.
That is what God calls condemned. People of Umtata. God loves you. That is why he sent Jesus to die in your place in exchange for you. Instead of you going to a super max, double mega max security extra large,
hey,
you will never go there in Jesus' name. I say you will never go there in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus went there for you. Hallelujah. Today, how many of you want to say, respond to the love of Jesus? How many want to say yes? I believe in you, Jesus. Yes, I accept you. God so loved the world. God loves me. I received Jesus some years ago.
And
look at me today. I'm preaching here in Umtata. Tonight, if you want to receive Jesus and his blood to wash you.
Hey!
Hey! How many know that he has to wash you first? How many know that he has to wash you first? Your sins are too many. You are even smelling of sin. When you come here, you can smell your sin. It comes from your presence. Your presence is full of death and sin. A pastor friend of mine told me he went to a church in China. Because it was in China, they were meeting underground. They're not allowed to have church. So there's no window in the church. No door. Everybody praying. Sweating. He said when he entered the room, he almost fell down. The smell. You see, it comes from your human being. The debt. The smell. The sin. It makes you stink. That is why the Bible calls it filth. Filthy. Filthy. That's what when the Bible says, and shall the blood of Jesus will cleanse, like cleaning. You need cleaning because you have death is smelling. You need washing from your fornications. Hey, some of you have not stopped fornicating since you became a teenager. Even you are 50 something, 60 grandmothers, you are still fornicating up till today.
Hey.
The smell of the sin coming out. Feel. But in heaven, everybody has to wear white.
Pure.
And that is why the Bible says, if we confess our sins,
it's
faithful and just to cleanse us, to clean. There are murderers here. You kill people, but nobody knows. Yes. Maybe you told lies, you escaped. I met somebody where he told me, look, I've killed so many people, but my face is like a baby. When the police catch me, I just look at him. The police, they look at me and say, it cannot be. So they ask me, where is he? And I say, this way.
Yeah.
Smelling.
We are nook.
Lies. Jealousy.
Umona.
Wickedness.
Ukungcola.
Unforgiveness.
Ukungaxoleli.
Adultery.
Ukubula.
Pornography. Homosexuality. Abortions.
Ukukhuphusana.
Murder.
Ukubulala.
What are the sins?
Ish.
So when you enter the room, the smell, the pastor, when he entered the room in China, he said, look, you cannot stand the smell in the room. It comes from the human beings. It's like it's evaporating. When you stand, when God looks at that, you see the sins are.
Hey.
What can cleanse us? Only one thing can cleanse us.
Yeah.
The blood of Jesus. Look, there is no religion where you are offered forgiveness. Just come.
Forgiveness.
Only Jesus offers you love. Only Jesus says, greater love has no man than this. That a man should lay down his life for you. Tonight, the Bible says, how can you escape if you neglect such a wonderful salvation? How can you escape? You cannot escape. This is your chance to be washed, cleaned, and registered in the book of life. Tonight, if you want Jesus to wash you,
hey!
How many agree that you are smelling tonight? How many agree that you are smelling of sin tonight? I don't mean physically smelling. Maybe you are smelling physically. I don't know. But I'm talking about the sins. How many wants Jesus to wash you? Do you understand what I'm saying? How many want Jesus to wash you? Raise your hand like this. And stand up. Stand up, everybody. Stand up, please. If you want Jesus, stand up, please. Can everybody stand? Everybody should please stand. Thank you. No one should walk away at this time because this is the holy moment of salvation. There are two moments I don't need you to move at all. The holy moment of salvation and the holy moment of healing. This is the holy moment of salvation. If you want Jesus to wash your sins tonight, then lift your hand like this.
If
you don't need it, no problem. But if you need Jesus to wash away your sins tonight,
and cleanse you, then
lift your hand like this. And say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus. Jesus. Say in English after we do in Tosa. In Jesus. Please forgive me. In English. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I have done many, many bad things.
I have done many, many bad things.
But tonight. I come to you.
I come to you.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
In your blood.
In your blood.
Your precious blood.
Your precious blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please wash away my jealousies.
Please wash away my jealousies.
My wickedness.
My wickedness.
My fornications.
My fornications.
My murder.
My murder.
My lies.
My lies.
Cleanse me, Lord.
Cleanse me, Lord.
From all these things.
From all these things.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
As my Master.
As my Master.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Your hand must still be up. Say, please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Please register me now.
Please register me now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Please register me now.
Please register me now.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From tonight. I give my heart to Jesus. I give my life to Jesus. Thank you, Father. For saving me today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now you lead them in Tosa. Everybody join. If you are very serious and you lifted your hand to give your life to Jesus, then I want you to come to the front here quickly. Come to the front quickly. If you want to turn away from your sins, you want to receive Jesus, you are serious tonight. You are very serious tonight. Come quickly. Come from the back. Come from wherever you are. Lift your hand up high and come. I want Jesus. Come on, my friend. Come on, my brother. Come to Jesus. Let me pray with you tonight. If you are still standing there, but tonight you want Jesus to come into your life, you want to turn away from your sins and be clean from your terrible sins, come now. I'm giving you 1 minute. Quickly. Join them. What a blessing. For Umtata. So many people are giving their life to God tonight. In Umtata. Hallelujah. Lift your hands again, everybody. In the congregation, everyone, lift your hand, everybody. Say it with me. Jesus. Thank you for today. Close your eyes. Say, Jesus. I am coming to you tonight. I will follow you. From today,
I belong to you.
Jesus.
Take my life.
Change me.
Forgive me.
Help me.
From today,
I belong to God. Please wash my sins away.
Please cleanse me.
From all my wickedness. Tonight,
I give my heart to Jesus.
And I will serve Jesus Christ. Now lift just your right hand like this.
Say
after me, Satan. Listen carefully. From tonight, Me and you is finished.
Satan,
in the name of Jesus, I will not follow you again. Satan,
from today,
I will not obey you again. Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I will not serve you again. Lift your two hands like this. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Thank you.
For loving me.
And not condemning me. I thank you so much. For your kindness. You knew I was a bad person. But you died for me.
You shed your blood for me.
You showed me love. Even though I was a bad man. Thank you, Jesus. Wave your hand like this. Say, Jesus, I belong to you.
From today.
Please write my name. In the book of life. My name is
Tandaswa.
Please write this name. In the book of life. Tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Nishonge sikhose mva kwami. Ithani Nkosi Yesu. Namhlanje. Ndinikele ubomi bam esandleni sakho. Ndihlambe, undihlambulule, undenze ngcwele, undiqoqe kuko konke ukujobheka ebomini bam. Sathana, namhlanje sohlukene. Sathana, namhlanje sohlukene. Awuna bango, ebamini bam. Ubambambonge, jibunikela ku Yesu. Yesu Kristu, laula, ukhokele, ubomi bam.
Yes.
Namhlanje.
Yes.
Iba inkosi, yabam.